the bigger issue in the sport of wrestling is possibly reducing the number of weight classes that we have. That 14 seems to be too much, and the rich are getting richer, and the poor are staying poorer, unfortunately. Those that have programs and have sustained programs benefit from 14 weight classes. Others are struggling to find 14 kids to fill a lineup.
When we went to 14, some of the discussion was to increase participation. I think the reality has been it's enabled people to jump weight classes a whole lot more because they were closer together. And have you found it increased participation or just increased the number of forfeits?
I think we've seen an increase in the number of forfeitures. And I believe that the thought process is out there that 103 is too low. And I think we all know it, except for those that want to participate at the 103-pound class. So it's a difficult decision to make to go away from it. We've presented in the past a national federation to reduce the number of weight classes and also expand the distance between those weight classes in the middle, where you're looking at, you know, eight of the weight classes being within, I believe, 40 pounds. So that's a problem, and maybe we need to re-examine where they are with the NWCA, having every kid in Pennsylvania assessed, finding out what their beginning weights were, their alpha weights, and where they could get to. Gives us a sense statewide of what our kids weigh, at what grade levels, and maybe we can use that information moving forward.
I think Mark's statements about the weight classes are clairvoyant, because I think it's very odd that Federation would add 285, add 10 pounds at the end, because kids are bigger, faster, stronger, and leave 3. And then write a rule change for 3 that on consecutive days of competition, you limit it so that a kid can still get down to 3. They're a direct opposite. So that makes no sense. Personally, the number, magic number, I think, might be 12, 10-pound increments, and allow the 2-pound growth allowance to do what it's intended for, not an incentive still if we can try to get them down or jump.
Do you see any groundswell to go back to 12?
I think we're going to have some spirited discussion at the steering committee, because there's a lot more people that feel that way than don't because of the number of forfeits. And it's interesting where the forfeits are coming. We always thought there'd be one end or the other, and they're not. They're in the middle.